We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Cody Decker.
First baseman, third baseman, catcher, left fielder, right fielder, DH, pinch hitter, all-around handsome guy.
On 670 The Score.
Fastball high in the air, deep left field. This game is tied. Cody Decker with career home run number 200.
If they're unwritten rules, why aren't they written? Because they're not rules.
And now it's time for Down the Line with former major leaguer Cody Decker on 670 The Score, an Odyssey station presented by Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sports book.
It is Thursday here in Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to 670 The Score, and you are listening to Down the Line with Cody Decker. That is me, former professional baseball player turned professional smartass on the radio. And of course, we're brought to you as always by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Get ready for the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' newest entertainment destination. Bet with the pros at the world's largest sports book. And that is Circa Sports. We got so much for you guys today. We have the owner of Circa Resort and Casino, Derek Stevens, joining us momentarily. Not to mention, we got tonight's bets. We got to talk about last night's games. And of course, we got to talk about the AL Cy Young, because that is taking a very interesting turn. And if you are a Chicago sports fan, specifically on the South Side, you definitely want to hear it. Guys, so much to talk to, but real quick, let's introduce you to my man, Brandon. Brandon, how you doing, baby?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling great. How you feeling?
I don't know. You seem like you're feeling a little too good, baby.
I'm just happy, man. It's just a good day today. I can't complain.
I love it. And if you guys want to be a part of today's show, text us at the text line. Brandon, where can they do that?
That is 312-644-6767. Again, 312-644-6767.
And let's waste no time at all. We had him on yesterday. We're having him on today again. You know why? Because you don't only have friends of the show. Every show has friends of the show. But only this show has a best friend of the show. And his name is Derek Stevens. He's the owner and operator of Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Derek, how you doing, baby?
All good, all good. Glad to be back with you in Chicago. How you doing, man?
Dude, I'm doing great. And after last night's games, by the way, you came on the show yesterday and we talked a little bit about Chris Davis. And today his home run prop came in huge. Man, he's going to make a difference in Oakland. I really think so. And I think you were hit the nail on the head yesterday about that.
Yeah, 2 for 3 today. And when I saw his stroke last week out here in Vegas, I was like, whoa, that's why I wanted to bring it up to you. I thought he's exactly the guy that's going to make a little bit of pop for Oakland. I think people are going to pay a little attention. That's why I got a little value betting the A's right now.
That's right, guys. We're going to be talking about the AL and NL Cy AL and Cy NL wild card later on in the show. But real quick, Derek, listen. This is in Chicago. There's a lot of line movement taking place with the White Sox. How is things looking for the White Sox going forward there in the Vegas odds, especially with everything going on with Tampa Bay and they're just surging? The Yankees been surging. How are the odds looking for the Chicago White Sox possibly taking the pennant this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think the White Sox have become the White Sox really became a team that everybody nationally has been following just because they had the largest lead in their division. So there wasn't really going to be a wild card run, and the thought was they'd be able to set up their rotation as we get to the end of the year. What's really critical, though, I mean, it looks like Tampa's going to get the number one, but what's really critical is the White Sox got to beat out the Houston Astros, so they get that potential home field advantage. And right now, with the way the White Sox have been playing, I think that's become one of the most intriguing major league teams that we're seeing people coming up betting at the counter. People are coming in from all over the country betting the White Sox. Just thinking that things are gelling and this team might be the right team to have a little bit of a run.
I agree. You look at him right now, you know, of course, Lance Lynn on the IL right now, Anderson on the IL right now, but both not major injuries, obviously going to be coming back, ramping up, more or less ramping up for the playoffs, not ramping up to win the division. They got this division absolutely locked down. So getting ready for the playoffs, getting the arms ready for the playoffs, I'm excited to see what the White Sox do. If they're fully loaded, and by God, if they are healthy, they are going to be a tough team to beat. And guys, got to check out those odds on Circa Sports. Make sure you check it out. But also on top of that, Derek, we got NFL coming up. We got NFL all throughout the rest of the year. Tell us how excited you guys are over there about the NFL starting up.
Yeah, I mean, effectively, you know, it started yesterday, six straight days of college football to kick us off in the next week with, with Tampa Dallas leading off on Thursday night. This is a pretty special time in the sports betting world, special time here in Vegas. We've got people flying in, and it's our sports books are already starting to jam up right now as we're looking at this. Just people are coming in, getting ready to go, and I don't know if it's something's different this year. I don't know if there's some more people that have extra vacation or maybe there's more work from home going on, but people are checking in for for the next 10, 12 days to get through, opening of NFL. So it's a pretty cool time in Vegas, and boy, the money's flowing too. I mean, today, just in the last hour, I got this color-coded bet ticker that goes across my screen, and the colors with more than the $10,000 bets, it's just firing away.
Derek, of course, we got to talk about it. We talk about it not only because it's going on, because it's also awesome. Circa Millions 3, not to mention Circa Survivor, but just real quick, $1,000 to enter, make five NFL picks against the spread each week, get 1 point for each correct selection, 0.5 points for each push, three entries per person max, $1 million for first prize, and the coveted blue jacket, which I desperately just want to wear, or at least be in the presence of. And $1.9 million of cash prizes for entries 2 through 50, and of course, the last place, $100,000 booby prize. No rake. I mean, it's an absolute gem of a game.
Yeah, I mean, the Millions is going to be a great contest, season-long contest, five games against the spread each week, And then Survivor is one game, no point spread. Just pick one, survive, and you get on the week the next week. And it's great. I mean, the two biggest football contests in the world right here are based out of our place, and it is fun to see people coming in really with Nike bags full of cash, just ready to get on this. This is the competition is spectacular. You know, a lot of people would talk about Louis Vuitton and Prada and things like that. I've come to find out that a Nike bag backpack in Vegas, I think that's the most special based on what I've been looking at for the last week.
I love it, Derek. And lastly, of course, before we get back to baseball, I got to know, tonight's football action, what's it looking like? What are we looking like tonight?
Well, so far the house has been taken in. Basically, it's all Ohio State money tonight so far. Ohio State is the number one bet team, both on tickets and on dollars. On Boise UCF, it's all been UCF. That's our biggest decision of the day. And then after that, the money's been pouring in on NC State. So it's been a day where the bettors are coming in and they're all laying chalk tonight. Everybody's laying the chalk, is what it seems like.
Chicago, we got 670 The Score Week coming up in October for Bears Raiders. You got to check out Circa Las Vegas. We're all going to be there. It's going to be an absolute blast. Awesome. Also, Derek mentioned it yesterday, and he's not kidding. You go down there to Circa Las Vegas, you're going to see Derek down in the bars. Interact with him. He's the greatest guy in the world. That's how I developed my relationship with you over the years. Derek, you are just that personable of a guy, and we cannot thank you enough for coming on Down the Line yet again. We love having you on, man.
Hey, thanks much. Looking forward to see all the Chicago listeners out here. Have a great night, Cody.
Take care, Derek. Derek Stevens, owner and operator of the not only the D Las Vegas, not only Circa Las Vegas, and not only the Golden Gate Las Vegas, just the three greatest places there on Fremont Street in Vegas. You got to check it out, especially Circa. My goodness, it is Candyland if you're a sports fan. 670 The Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. We just talked to Derek Stevens from Circa Resort and Casino. Let's talk about a little bit about last night's games. And boy, oh boy, did we have an interesting one. Because first things first, we had Milwaukee-San Francisco. By the way, they just finished their game right now. I told you yesterday, San Francisco, they're going to bust out of this. They're not going to get, they're not going to drop three straight to Milwaukee. No way. They're the best record in Major League Baseball. I was wrong. Atlanta, Los Angeles. I told you guys to take the under of 7.5. You had Max Fried versus Max Scherzer. And guess what? I was right. I also told you to take the Dodgers run line, and I was wrong. Dodgers did win, but only by one. Pittsburgh, Chicago White Sox. I told you guys, don't look at the run line. Don't look at the money line. No value to either of them. They're playing the Pirates, for God's sake. I told you to take the 2.5 run line, and why was right. And then Chicago Cubs versus Minnesota. I said, hey, man, you'd probably be crazy to take the Cubs tonight on the run line. You'd probably be crazy to take the Cubs on the money line. You should take Minnesota on the run line. And I was wrong. But don't think for a second I'm upset about that. I was actually thrilled to be wrong about that. Anytime the Cubs win, I'm thrilled. I'm okay to have the Cubs prove me wrong anytime they like. 670 to the Score, Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Guys, we got to talk about the AL Cy Young because we talked about it yesterday. And let's be honest here. This has been a two-man race for over a month. Enter new player, Robbie Ray out of Toronto, because Robbie Ray is having himself a monster year. We've actually been talking about it quite a bit on this show, that he has solidified himself in that pitching staff in Toronto. And keep in mind, Toronto has one hell of a pitching staff. Some of them are underperforming. Ryu, underperforming. Berrios, that was a huge pickup, by the way. Berrios from Minnesota, huge pickup. But he has absolutely underperformed. Who's been picking up the slack for everybody? Robbie Ray. Robbie Ray has been incredible lately. Had a 14-strikeout game his last outing. He's got another start coming up. But last night, Gerrit Cole in Los Angeles against the Angels. I'm not saying he secured himself the Cy Young last night, but he damn well got close. 15 strikeouts. He K'd the surefire. And by the way, you know, we talk about all these odds and talk about Cy Young futures. We talk about MVP futures and all that. There's only one bet right now that you just can't make at all. The AL MVP belongs to one person. There's no one else. If he stops playing today, doesn't matter. He gets the MVP. Shohei Ohtani is your MVP. No question about it. It's not even a close second at this point. Gerrit Cole K'd him three times last night. Made it look easy. 15 strikeouts, 116 pitches, 7 innings, 1-run baseball. Gerrit Cole went from number 2 in the Vegas odds to number 1, minus 160. Lance Lynn dropping down to plus 200. Still number 2 in the odds and still not a bad pick, obviously. But Lance Lynn is on the IL. Now, that's not a bad thing for him personally. I think right now, honestly, it's probably for the best. He had some lingering knee issues, so him sitting out a little bit, giving himself time to rest. The White Sox don't need him in September. I can't stress this enough. They need him in October. Plain and simple. So take all the time you need to ramp up for October, obviously. The only thing that sucks about it is it might kill his Cy Young chances. And that makes me upset because Lance Lynn has been amazing this year. What a performance. Honestly, what a performance by every starter on the White Sox. I mean, go through the list. Dylan Cease performing like crazy this year. Great for him. Amazing stuff. Rodon. Come on. Rodon has been in the talks for the Cy Young himself until he ended up on the IL. But here we are sitting here talking about Lance Lynn going on the IL. He has a chance to make probably two more starts. So he definitely is in the running. Here's the problem. Gerrit Cole is going to have four more starts. Lance Lynn's innings are going to be probably tailored a little bit. Shorten his innings, shorten his pitch counts, and then ramp him back up to go back into the playoffs. Gerrit Cole is playing for the Yankees, and they need to continue to win. So they are going to run Gerrit Cole out there as long as he physically can do it. And if you know Gerrit Cole the way I do, Gerrit will throw complete games until Aaron Boone rips the ball out of his hands. Robbie Ray, by the way, plus 450. Robbie Ray has currently similar strikeout totals, similar innings, and almost the exact same ERA as Garrett Cole. So when I say Robbie Ray is in the mix, he's absolutely in the mix. We got a three-man race here. A legitimate three-man race.
312 texter Cody said it's probably really a two now because Lynn with less starts and they're probably going to rest him.
It's going to hurt. It is, and I'm not going to lie to you, Chicago. I know that kind of sucks to hear because Lance Lynn's been amazing. Amazing. Totally deserving of the Cy Young, like, right now. But that texter's not wrong. I have a feeling after this next game Robbie Ray pitches, Lance Lynn might be dropping to third in the Cy Young odds. So what does that mean you should do? Is there any value on Lance Lynn? Yeah, there's value on it. Obviously, there's value on it. But honestly, right now, at plus 450, there's a lot more value on Robbie Ray. So if you're going to place your money somewhere, you're not getting a lot of value, obviously, in minus 160 with Cole. He's the front runner. Obviously, I think he's going to win the Cy Young. I really do. I think Garrett Cole is going to be your AL Cy Young Award winner, and it is deserving. But if Robbie Ray goes out and has a couple more performances like he's had before, I'd watch those odds a little bit more. And I would watch those odds on Lance Lynn change as well. Down the line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Bet with the pros at the world's largest sports book, guys. And that is at Circa Sports. It is the best. I'm so glad we had Derek Stevens on again. He is just the best. By the way, former AAA baseball owner, one of the nicest guys in the world. I have so many great stories of me and Derek Stevens. Tune in next week on Down the Line with Cody Decker, and I'll definitely give you a Derek Stevens story and me down in Vegas after a game. But we got to do something very gimmicky. Brandon, you ready to do something gimmicky, baby? Let's take everybody down the line. It's a little late in the day, so we don't have a lot of bets for you, but we do have bets. Atlanta, Colorado. Now, here's the thing. Atlanta just got swept by the Los Angeles Dodgers. That sounds really, really bad. It really does. However, it wasn't. If you watched those games, these were dogfights from beginning to end. In fact, Atlanta should have won the series 2 out of 3, but they dropped 2 leads late in the game from the 8th inning on twice. Dodgers came back twice in this series to get the sweep. Each game, 1-run ball games. Amazing stuff. Moving the Dodgers, actually, into first place in the National League West for the first time since, what, the end of April? Giants won today, by the way, gaining back that half game, and they're about to face off each other for an NL West showdown. That is going to be something you're going to want to watch this weekend because they are tied for first place on September 2nd, and they play a 3-game series starting on September 3rd. That's going to be cool. But the Atlanta Braves, a team who I truly think is going to run away with this NL East this month, they got the Colorado Rockies, and I think their dominance is really going to start today. No value whatsoever on the money line. But the run line is minus 104, and you know that the Braves are very unhappy about getting swept. They're going to put up a ton of runs over there in Colorado. I think you should take the run line. And not to mention, they got Touki Toussaint on the mound. Only 4.5 for his K prop. I think you should take the over at minus 110. Those are the two bets on that game. Cleveland, Colorado, McKenzie versus Minor. Very even odds here. Minus 104 for Cleveland, minus 106 for Kansas City. Now, here's the thing. Obviously, neither of these teams doing very good. In fact, both of these teams have fallen down in their own divisions. Right now, second in the division is Cleveland, obviously. Not doing well. Kansas City's fourth because the Detroit Tigers have been sneakily winning baseball games. By the way, I don't want to put this out in the ether, but I have mentioned on this show before. And I'm not, Tony La Russa's been fine. Tony La Russa's been fine. A few controversies been fine, but we know he's not going to be here for the next 10 years. AJ Hinch is going to be in Detroit for a while, and that's going to hurt the White Sox at some point. I don't know when it is, but it's going to happen. However, Cleveland, Kansas City, really, it's up to you. But in my eyes, I have it fading. I'm fading Cleveland a little bit. I like Minor tonight at minus 106. And guys, before we get to the Cubs, we got to talk a little NL wild card because there's a lot of action taking place in the NL Central with the wild card, seemingly out of nowhere. It was looking like all season the wild card was only going to belong to the NL West. Padres, injuries central over in San Diego. Everyone got hurt. And the Padres have fallen out of their wild card spot. They got back into it, and they fell right back out because they couldn't beat the Diamondbacks. I want to say that again. They couldn't beat the Diamondbacks. Padres are in trouble. Reds currently holding that second wild card spot. And let's take a look at these playoff odds for the teams that are in the hunt, because you got the Reds currently leading the wild card, minus 130. You got the Padres, who are not in the wild card right now. Look at this, minus 185. But then you got the Cardinals coming out of nowhere. Literally out of nowhere. Amazing stuff. Paul Goldschmidt has been absolutely carrying that team lately offensively. They're plus 900. The Phillies just won another ball game. The Phillies are in this. They're only two games out of the wild card. They are plus 265. And don't think for a second that the Mets are completely done. I know they're so fun to make fun of. I love making fun of them more than just about anyone. I played for them. Trust me. I know more about the disaster that is the Mets organization than you will ever know in your life. You guys only see what is out there. I was there. I got to witness it. I loved the organization, but it was definitely messy. The Mets are plus 900. Do I think the Mets are going to win the wild card? No. Come on. What are you guys talking about? Do I think they'll make maybe a mild run for it? Maybe. It's going to depend mostly on Taijuan Walker, Marcus Stroman, and if this team can ever decide they want to hit at some point this season. But I do still like the Padres. I think that the Cardinals are a little bit more of a flash in the pan right now. This next 2 weeks are going to really show that. I don't think the Cardinals are real. I thought they were real at the beginning of the season. They've done nothing but let pretty much everybody down, except for this last month. But the Phillies did the same thing last month. All of a sudden, they started surging, and everybody was on board. Then they fell off. Everyone fell off of them because they're too inconsistent. Same with the Cardinals. Too inconsistent. And amazingly, the Reds have been too inconsistent, and as have the Padres. This is a very interesting, interesting spot. Because here's the thing. Each one of these teams could get in that wild card spot, get hot, and carry it all the way to the World Series. That's how ridiculous this is. I tend to believe the Padres will get it together, but here's the truth. The Padres have to play nothing but 500-plus teams the rest of the season. The Reds, however, have a ton of teams under 500 they're playing for the rest of the season. It's going to be very interesting, guys. Tonight, Pittsburgh, Chicago Cubs, Keller versus Thompson. Right now, the Cubs are favored, minus 132. I think you should play the Cubs tonight on the money line. Guys, that is it for Down the Line with Cody Decker, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino. Get ready for the time of your life at Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' newest entertainment destination. Bet with the pros at the world's largest sportsbook, and that is Circa Sports, guys. Stick around for your Cubs pregame coverage, and of course, listen to the Cubbies. Prove me right. That is it for me. You guys take care out there. Be safe and beat it.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.